Hey, Life Architects, Adam Carroll here with another Build a Bigger Life solo cast. It is confession time. I have to come clean. I have not recorded a show in the past few weeks, and I've actually gotten a few emails from people wondering just what the heck is going on. Have I fallen off the face of the earth? And I wanted to touch on that just a little bit. I do need to come clean. I've been working on some other projects, namely the documentary Broke, Busted, and Disgusted, which I've talked about on the show at length, probably ad nauseum. And we have released it to the public. It is now out for public consumption at BrokeBustedDisgusted.com. And we're getting some really, really amazing testimony and feedback from it. You'd be just blown away by the number of people that are responding to the film and telling us their debt stories, their children's debt stories, their own debt stories. It's really phenomenal. In addition to the documentary being out, I've been doing a fair amount of speaking and consulting with various groups, some education related, some outside the education field. And very candidly, I'm contemplating the next big move. And so there's a little good news and a little bad news for all of you Build a Bigger Life listeners out there. The good news is that there will be another show that will be premiering in the next several weeks. The bad news is I'm winding down Build a Bigger Life, the podcast, the brand, the entity itself, for a couple of reasons. And I wanted to share that with you, my listeners, so that you know what's going on and you know what to expect moving forward. I want to take y'all back a little bit. When I started the Build a Bigger Life podcast, I started it because I wanted to share the stories of people who are doing more of what they love to do and less of what they had to do. And over the past 80 plus episodes, 45 to 50 of those being interviews with other folks, I interviewed people like Lori Harder, who was my second show. Lori Harder was all about fitness and pursuing bliss in her life. Lori was a millionaire from a network marketing business and had built a very, very big life for herself, and I wanted to share her story. I wanted to share the story of Kyle Taylor, who founded thepennyhoarder.com. And Kyle is a very, very successful business person now after 6 years of writing blog posts about how to be frugal with money and how to make money in interesting ways online. I had various interviews with teachers and with speakers. I had them with authors and consultants. Every time that I did one of these, though, the response that I got from listeners had to do with questions about how they could build a business or something similar to what my interviewees had. And specifically, they wanted to know more about their financial situation. They wanted to know, how do they afford these choices in their own life? So I started taking those questions to heart. And at the same time, I was putting the documentary out into the public. We were getting lots and lots of emails through the website, a lot of Facebook messages and direct messages through Twitter. And I was taking to heart some of those comments and some of those stories. As an example, I got an email from an educator at Southeast Missouri State University whose son was very, very interested in doing film, and so attended a film school in Southern California. And while at that film school, he was sort of talked into going and doing his master's in fine arts in screenwriting. So here he is, having gone through his bachelor's program and his master's program. He was trying to work in LA and finding it very hard to find work, and in fact was getting roadblocks from people telling him that he needed to start over completely from the beginning because he had missed some steps. So this woman relayed the story of her son, how he was moving back home to, as she put it, refuel and sort of begin making a little bit of money to help pay down debt. She said that Broke, Busted, and Disgusted is exactly how she would describe her son. There was the couple that we met at the screening, the first public screening of the documentary, who came up to my documentary partner and I and said they were definitely going to have a different conversation with their daughter when they got home that night. And when we asked them what they meant, they said that they had been adamant that their daughter go right to college after high school, that as soon as she turned 18, she was going to be off and pursuing a college degree. And yet their daughter didn't want to go to college right after high school. She wanted to take a little bit of time off and begin to find herself and get her feet under her and all of that. And they said, we were so against it, but we never once thought about the financial ramifications of her going through school and not knowing what she wanted to pursue. Now, this from a couple who they themselves admitted they were in their mid-40s and still had $20,000+ in student loans from when they went to college and weren't thinking anything of sending their daughter off to school to borrow $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 or more to pursue a degree when she didn't know what she wanted to do. I've had multiple scenarios where people have come to me and told me their story. One in particular is a professional who has a professional degree. You could say she's in the medical field. She owes $250,000 and makes about $60,000 a year, but is having a hard time even going out and getting a car loan. And so all of these stories and all of the questions that I was getting after the Build a Bigger Life podcast have been swirling around in my head. And it's really helped me to realize that people pursuing financial freedom or financial contentment is hugely important to me. I mean, part of the reason for the Build a Bigger Life podcast was to help people understand to pursue and build a bigger life, not a bigger lifestyle. And there are voices out there in this space, in the financial education space. The voices are people like Dave Ramsey and Susie Orman, who I'm not a huge fan of, Clark Howard, Robert Kiyosaki. You know, all these people have their voice and they have their message, yet they all have their very own way of educating, much like I have mine. And I want to put my message out there in the forefront a little bit more. So here's the thing. The documentary came out and it really refreshed my purpose of wanting to teach people how to be financially savvy, how to be more money savvy. And I suppose you could say I've opted to double down on that message. What the documentary has illustrated is a severe lack of effective education for coming generations. And I want to help build a program and a site and a mission around doing that for the next generation. So my big announcement on today's SoloCast is this. This is the final Build a Bigger Life SoloCast. I'm winding down Build a Bigger Life, but I will come back with a vengeance in late March. If you are on my mailing list, you'll be notified of the new show and when it goes live, and also the new format. And the new format of the show will be similar to Build a Bigger Life in that I'll have guests. I'll interview guests around the topic of money and being financially savvy. But I'm also going to have individuals that want to come on and remain anonymous, but have me walk through some of their financial decisions with them on air so that other people can learn from some of the decisions and choices they're making. Rest assured, my goal is to create a program that you will love, and I will continue to produce what I hope to be incredibly valuable content for all of the people who got used to the Build a Bigger Life show, the podcast, and all the posts that we put on the website. So stay tuned. This is not goodbye. This is see you later. And I appreciate all of the hours you put in listening to my voice and the voices of my interviewees. Until next time, build a bigger life.